The world's coastal waters and oceans are deteriorating due to increasing coastal and development pollution from ships, land-based sources of pollution, and other threats. To prevent this situation, the Ghana Maritime Authority, in collaboration with the International Maritime Organization, is taking marine administrators through a 5-day training program to enable them to gain a better understanding and an in-depth knowledge of the various conventions on the prevention and control of pollution of the marine environment. We bring you Ejeni Mbwatenje's report.
The discovery of oil in some West African state has seen an increase in activities such as pollution. Pollution cannot be confined to one geographical space because it has a tendency of spreading and affecting the marine space of a large area. To this end, the International Maritime Organization has come up with conventions to help with the prevention and control of pollution of the marine environment. The 5-day workshop seeks to enable maritime administrators in the West African sub-region to prepare for the ratification of the London Protocol, the Anti-Fouling System Convention, and the Biofouling Guidelines to protect the coastal and maritime environment of the sub-region. The Director General of the Ghana Maritime Authority, Mr. Kwame Owusu, noted that dumping of waste at sea contribute about 10% of the overall input of pollutants into the sea.
Any material dumped at sea may directly or indirectly impact on the receiving environment, be it human health, aquaculture, tourism, potential interruption of navigation, and general maritime traffic. It is estimated that dumping of waste at sea today contributes a potential 10% of the overall input of pollutants into the sea. The London Convention is one of the first global conventions to protect the marine environment from human activities by promoting the effective control of all resources of marine pollution and take all practicable steps to prevent dumping of waste and other matter at sea.
A representative of the International Maritime Organization, Frederick Haag, admonished maritime administrators to set before them a challenge to save the ocean.